Pretty Lonesome way back in 1970, and we had a lot of fun playing that one. Time for a little bit of old-time bluegrass music now, and there are those who would not call this bluegrass either, but it's certainly pre-bluegrass music. The album is Snuffy Jenkins, Carolina Bluegrass, with Homer Pappy Sherrill on fiddle. Well, he's got, as well as having Homer Pappy Sherrill on fiddle, he's got Snuffy Jenkins himself on banjo and vocals, and he also used to play guitar and a washboard. Homer Sherrill played the fiddle. Julian Medlin played lead guitar and also did vocals. His nickname was Greasy. They all had nicknames. And Bill Ray was playing the second guitar, and Ira Dimmery was playing bass. It's recorded in Columbia, South Carolina in October 1962. And it was originally issued on Folk Lyric and put out on our Hooli Records a little bit later. And most people will know of Snuffy Jenkins as a man who showed Earl Scruggs a few things, playing three-finger banjo, and Earl worked on that and really took what Snuffy showed him and ran with it. And so I think this is very much pre-bluegrass music, and in many ways, and it definitely belongs on the show. It's on a LP, and I'll just get that wired up now. The first one is a track called Miller's Reel, so that'll be instrumental. And then there's one called Gotta Catch That Train Ride, another one just like the All Aboard from the Del Mercury Band. We're into trains this show. Let's hear from Snuffy Jenkins and Pappy Sherrill. We'll be right back. Well, that's a little bit of early bluegrass music, and he's certainly picking away and putting lots of notes in, just didn't quite have the flow that Earl Scruggs later developed. And interesting to hear some of the music that preceded that of what Bill Munro put together with Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt. Time to hear another one from the Del Mercury Band. This is Del and the Boys, of course, and the song is called A Good Man Like Me.
Now that old car ain't gonna last. You ran on down by the gas. The more I work, the more you spend. Tell me, honey, baby, when will this all end? Her bags are packed, my nerves are back. She got a one-way kicking, ain't coming back. Oh, baby. Look at this house, turned upside down. I hung the clothes on the line, they blow down on the ground. Trying to eat my own cooking, but it's awful bland. I'm telling you right now, things are out of hand. Her bags are packed, my nerves are racked. She got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back. Oh, baby!
Del and the Boys, and having a good time there, talking about being a good man like him. Not sure I'd do a song called A Good Man Like Me. Holds up a high standard, doesn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to give a big thank you to all the people that are tuning in on podcasts. It's, this program comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. But, of course, podcasts these days take the radio show all around the world. And I'm absolutely amazed that we have listeners in the UK and in South Africa, in Australia, in the USA and in Canada, lots of places where people listen to bluegrass music. I'm absolutely delighted about that. And thank you very much. I know sometimes Back Porch Bluegrass accompanies you on your morning walk, and sometimes it's background music when you're driving somewhere on a trip, and sometimes you just put it on late at night when you can't stand what's on TV. And all the reasons for listening to bluegrass music are great. Thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, it's a radio show. Comes from Hamilton. It goes to access radio stations throughout New Zealand, like Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio. Put up your hand if I mention your station. Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM and Christchurch, Raglan Community. Oh, I see those hands. Yes, thank you for waving. And, of course, the access radio stations in Canada, like Prince George and British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and in the USA we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. All these places take it as a radio station, so there's lots of ways you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really thank you for tuning in, and it means that I've picture a whole bunch of people out there listening to the music at some time or another and saying, I wish you'd play someone from whatever the name of the band is that you wish I'd play. And sometimes I'll try and get around to it. But it is my collection that I'm working from. We've had Del and the boys. We're going to have Paul and the boys play the next tune because May is still New Zealand Music Month, and I should play some bluegrass music from New Zealand. I still get to play with my boys quite frequently. We played at a gig last Friday night, and this song was one of the ones that we did. It's good fun tune to play. It's called Why Do You Have to Go? And Sam wrote that because, you know, when your loved one needs to go, and it starts off with a night on the town, and they each have to go their separate ways, and then I think his girlfriend moved to the UK for work experience, and he ended up following her there, and it's a great song, and we have a lot of fun playing it. Here's a sort of New Zealand bluegrass, I'm not sure what you'd call this music, but we have a lot of fun doing it. Why Do You Have to Go? It's a good fun song to play. I love the dum lick that you get to play on banjo. It just really works it well. It is, gives me such immense pleasure playing music with my son. So I know how Earl Scruggs felt when he joined up with his, and how Del Mercury feels when he joins up with his sons. It is an immense pleasure to play music with the next generation. I've even got a grandson in the band. Tyler does a great job playing percussion, and he desperately wants to supplant Tim as the bass player, but you never know what's going to happen, do you? A lot of fun. Why do you have to go? Let's hear from Nothing Fancy now. Great band. Do some really nice music. This album is called Here We Go Again. Mike Anders plays mandolin and does the lead vocal in the song I've selected. James Cox on bass, Jacob Flick on banjo, Jacob Luzon on guitar, and Chris Sexton on fiddle. And they've got a special guest on this track. Amanda Cook is doing the tenor, and the song is one called Crash and Burn. Nothing Fancy.
Something's gotta change, we can't go on this way. We're headed down a path of no return. How we lost our way is hard for me to say, but if we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Crash and burn, we're headed for the end. And I can't seem to get things turned around. My great concern is will I live and learn? If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Here we go again, trying to fight a fire with fire. We've known it for so long, what we're doing is so wrong. If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn. Crash and burn, we're headed for the end. And I can't seem to get things turned around. My great concern is will I live and learn? If we don't stop, we're gonna crash and burn.
Fancy. Let's hear from, what have I got down here? Nothing Fancy. Yeah, Tony Ellis. Time we heard from Tony Ellis again. And here he is doing My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. This song was written way back in 1909. And that's almost 120 years ago, 115 years ago. It was first recorded by Kelly Harrell in 1924. And just about every bluegrass band that's ever been has done the song. And I think you'll like their version of it.
Blue Ridge Mountain, my home across the Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge Mountain. My hope's across the Blue Ridge Mountain, and I'll never get to see you anymore. Rock my baby feet.
Some great bluegrass music there from Tony Ellis and the boys. Ah, we'll hear another song from Nothing Fancy, Just an Old Farmer, appropriate for the farming festival that's coming up in a few weeks' time at Mystery Creek.
Seeds that he has sown. When the sun comes up, there's coffee in his cup. From the front porch, he greets a brand new day. He stretches out his arms, looks out across the farm, and in a soft voice, you can hear the old man say, "Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise." As rich as he can be. Well, this land of ours is filled with milk and honey. Just buy a cow and a couple of hives of bees. He'll proudly say, "I've never longed for nothing. This old farm has given all that I need. Well, it's been a real good home, and I've never felt alone, 'cause my old friend is watching over. Friend, for the blessings that you give, forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise." Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. And for the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise.
Well, Well, good song. Well, that's the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another week. Thanks very much for lasting with me right through to now. We'll take it out with Kenny Baker playing a tune, Bluegrass in the Backwoods. See you next week. Bye.
Semi-Tennessee, I'll take it, boy.